Welcome to the hottest mess on TLC. Couples crying, lying, and trying to make it work in a resort with no exit plan. Shout out to the 90 Day Fiance Friday's crew. Shabooty, George, and Coco. Dropping that tea hotter than Jasmine's confessions. Let's get messy, baby. Dolly.
Welcome, everybody, to 90 Day Fiance Friday's on. I think it's a Monday. It's hard to keep track. We do so many podcasts, but it's for Hunt for Love.
It is Monday.
It is Monday. It is. Welcome.
Hunt for Love, episode 4.
True.
That's crazy, right? Because I didn't realize that we were so deep in.
And speaking of deep in, Rob was deep in Jen.
He was very, very deep in, and it was very raunchy because other than a little bit of like blur, it was all there.
It felt like a full-on porn shoot.
It kind of was.
I had to stop my gym set in the middle. I'm like, wait, hold on. What's going on? Like, I felt dirty
watching it because I was watching it with another person and I was like, this is like I'm watching like explicit material with another person. Like, I felt like a little dirty at the time.
I think it was like Rob, all the shit he took for like the gay allegations and stuff. There was him taking out all of his rage on like on Jen.
On her coochie.
Yeah.
I mean, that definitely will put an end to rumors, right? If people are saying that you're gay or you don't like women, going balls deep on national TV will kind of shut people up. Okay. Like, I don't have anything to say now because I was like, well, it kind of looks like he was enjoying himself. So I don't really have anything to say now.
Yeah, I mean, the tea I heard that I posted back in the end of last year was, yeah, they banged in the pool. And they did say, let's go in the pool. And you saw them go out of the shot. So I think they did fuck in the pool. And then they came back in the bed and banged some more, I guess.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that they went to the pool because they knew that there was no cameras out at that specific place.
Yeah.
But I think what probably happened was they got caught. Like, somebody came out there. And then they were like, well, no, we got to take it inside. And then they had no choice. You know,
yeah, at that point they were like mid stroke, yeah,
risking blue balls. They had no choice. They had to do what they had to do. So are you
surprised, you know, or are you surprised Rob was kind of like, at that point he's just animalistic having sex, but are you, so at that point I guess he wouldn't really give a fuck about getting under the sheets. He was just too busy in the moment, right?
No, I mean,
I like to hide from the cameras, not like,
yeah, I was gonna say I would be mindful. Because let's not forget that Rob has had things leaked online before. Mm-hmm. So I would be mindful of just being all out there in front of all these cameras just in case something gets leaked. Because, you know, they leaked his photos before, which he didn't want out there. So I would be a little cautious of just going out there naked, you know, and hoping that none of the footage gets leaked anywhere. Or maybe at this point, he's like, everybody has seen everything already. I really don't care. Like, maybe that's kind of how he feels. He's like, well, what else could you possibly see that you haven't seen already?
Yeah. I think at this point, to be on 90 Day, you have to be like Colty and Big Ed and Rob. You just don't give a crap at this point if your dong is there.
Well, yeah, that's true. You just send it to everybody. Isn't that what Jess said? She's like, good morning, dick pic. Good afternoon, dick pic. Like, he just sends it to everybody. So I guess
copy paste.
Not even like a whole full sentence. It was just dick pic, dick pic, dick pic. So I guess that if you need to be a little confident in your sexting in order to be on the show.
True, but I guess we can't hate on Rob anymore the way he put it down. I don't know.
No, I like I said, I don't have any doubt that Rob was into Jennifer. Mm-hmm. It was very, and the way it went down was really interesting because I really liked how it went down. So Jennifer had Cole that was like fighting for her, and he was like getting all in Chantel's face, which I have some reservations on that because it seemed like Cole was trying to get into an argument with Chantel when he needed to be talking to Tim. But I feel like Cole is the type of guy who would be really willing to fight with a woman, but not willing to fight with a man. Can you see that? Because it bothered me how he got all in Chantel's face, like literally to the point where their faces were like touching, yelling at her. And I was like, why are you yelling at her? Like, why won't you, if you have an issue with Tim, get in Tim's face and say you have an issue with Tim. Like, I don't like that shit where the guy will talk crazy to a woman, but if another man says something, he don't have anything to say.
Yeah, Cole came across real shitty, and he was like, he's being like a puppy dog when it came to Jen, and then he's
the male version of Elise.
Yeah, he like pushed her into Rob's arms.
Well, Yeah, I tweeted that out. I was like, he started out as this sweet, innocent puppy, like you said, and then he kind of turned into this controlling, egotistical, misogynistic ass. Because he was just like, "Are you Rob's man, woman, or my woman?" And I was like, "How about she's just her fucking self? Like, why does she have to? Why does she have to belong to somebody? Why does she have to be somebody's property? Why can't she enjoy herself? Why can't she get to know anybody that she wants to get to know?" And that type of behavior is what leads to a like abuse and manipulation and gaslighting. Like when a man thinks that he owns you, you're his property, and he can tell you who you can talk to, who you can't talk to, where you can go, where you can't go. That's where these women get into really dangerous situations.
Yeah, he kind of came across like a male Karen a little bit too.
Funny though, because at first he was, that's the complete opposite of how I felt about him. I felt like he was a pussy. I felt like he was a loser. He was a nice guy, but then he completely did a whole 360 on me tonight. And I was like, dang, I misread him a lot. But I was like, I feel like he only gets ballsy with women. I don't think that he would act that way with another guy.
Like, this is kind of jumping ahead of the end of the show, but I felt a little awkward or a little tinge or whatever, or cringe, where like, so the night before Jen and Rob are hooking up, banging, whatever. So obviously Rob's knob is in Jen's mouth, allegedly. And then the following day they do that kissing exercise, and then Jen is making out with Chantel like the day after she had Rob's dick in her mouth, probably.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. And I think it's really weird that they were doing, and you know, this is on purpose, that they were having the women kiss because Chantel is supposedly moving into the bisexual area of her life. So it was very
Storyline
motivated.
strategic.
Yeah, they were like, oh, let's have the girls kiss each other because, and I think it's ironic because they're not going to do it for the guys, obviously, because Tim doesn't want to be kissing. Well, I don't want to say that. Tim might actually
What?
want to be kissing other guys, but they're not going to do it. They're going to make the women do it.
Well, Shibuti, didn't you say a while back when you were revealing all the tea, allegedly, let's just say allegedly to cover our arses, that like Chantel did kiss Jasmine? That's what's happening. It's all deja vu.
Wait, Jasmine?
Who's Jasmine?
Not Jasmine, sorry, fucking, they all look the same. Jennifer, Jay's, Jay's,
Yeah,
Jennifer kissed
I think
Chantel.
I did. Actually, yeah, I did report that. I did say that
Yeah. Yeah,
Chantel
you
and
did.
Jennifer kiss.
And I don't think you can say they all look the same. Like, we can't say that all Latina women look the same. I'm pretty.
No, of course not. Sorry, it's been a long day.
Yeah,
Shout out in the gym.
I don't
I'm
want any.
sorry, everybody.
I don't want any feisty Latinas to think that we don't love
No,
you, because we
no.
love you. We love you a lot. We love you long time.
Yes.
We love you long time.
This show was an instance where I spilled so much tea, I like forgot how much I spilled.
Well, each episode, a little bit more of the tea that you spilled is unfolding,
Yeah.
which is interesting because you also discussed how it was like a Courtney was being fought over by Colt and Usman, and we started to see the beginning of that starting tonight, where Usman is like, "Oh, that's my girl. I love her."
Oh, and then what did you think when Courtney said she didn't hook up with Usman in Turkey?
Yeah,
Lies.
they're lying. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be
I
rude.
mean, the same way Jen said she didn't hook up with Rob the night before.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They're
Yeah, because
lying.
Courtney has a big mouth. She is messy.
I don't, I mean, she said that Usman didn't make a move in Turkey, and I was like, but y'all were there for like over a week in the same.
Yeah, I mean, we saw videos of you like with bedhead the next day, all sweaty.
Yeah. And they were sleeping in the same room. But it was weird though how Soulja Boy was like, oh, I'm gonna go to my room. Like he wants women to chase after him. And I think he's accustomed to that because, okay, say for instance, you're in your 20s, you're a guy, and you're with a woman in her 50s. All you have to do is look at her and she's ready to go, right? Because the idea that a guy that age is still fiery for her. You don't need anything else. You don't need to buy her anything. You don't need to do anything. She's good to go. I think Usman is like thinking that women Courtney's age or his age are supposed to be chasing after him. And I think that it's not transferring because, you know, younger women have been literally fighting over them. Like we've literally seen two Robin and Cole literally ready to fist fight each other over Jennifer. So I think Usman is under the impression that he's gonna get the same attention that he does from older white women on this island. And I think he's very, very, very mistaken. And I think that the idea that he wanted Courtney to beg him to stay in that room, it really showed that he's under the impression that he's still chasing after baby girl Lisa, right? Like he's still, women Courtney's age have their choice of dick. Okay, like it's like they go to a deli and they pick out the type of dick they want. They have no shortage of men trying to get in there, and Usman is not used to that because usually the women that he's courting, they don't have that option. You know, with their age for that and that younger of a guy, there's usually just one dude, right? There's one dude, so she's gonna chase after that.
He definitely like gave up way too easy. He's like, "Is my breath stink? Is my breath bad? Maybe I should just go to my room where my stuff is." He
It's
just like
funny
didn't.
because it's really showing that he has zero game. Like he has no riz. And I think it's because he's used to going after women that don't require riz.
Yeah, or like if he meets like a 90-day fan, that he doesn't have to work that hard or something.
Well, exactly, because they're just excited to see him in person. And yeah, and I think that that happens a lot when people are on TV. They don't have any game because I've heard a lot of people tell me stories where they're like, "Oh, I dated this person. They're an actor or an actress." They have zero game because it's like people chase after them and they're sought after and they're put on a pedestal. They don't have to do anything. And I think Usman thought that his social media clout and how there are women in his DMs was going to transfer into the real world. And I think he realized now it's not actually transferring.
Yeah, and the conversation with Colty was kind of funny where I forget what he said.
Well,
He's like, "You're not a man like I am."
he's like, "You're not a man like me." And I was like, both of y'all are like the least manly people on the island, first of all. Y'all are both mama's boys. But the idea that he was like, "Why would any woman want you over me?" And I was like, he's making it seem like he's hot shit. And I was like, he's really brainwashed into thinking that he's the hottest dude on this island.
Yeah,
And
Usman's talking like he's the Prince of Nigeria.
right, he has a whole kingdom back home. And it's
Like
like,
he's acting like he's from Wakanda and shit.
it's crazy to me because and he really believes it. Because you know how when you see delusion, it's really interesting because you're like, what do they see that I don't see? And it's literally delusion. In his mind, he is the king of this place, and no other man can and ever compare to him. And it's like he's been dating women that have made him feel that way. But only those women are substantiating those claims. Actually, women his own age are laughing at him. Like at this point, there's all these random singles. Not one of those random singles has even asked him his name. Like they're not even interested.
Yeah, we learned that he doesn't have any riz, and it's a shame he unfollowed us because we could teach him how to be charming and funny.
I mean, he could take notes, and you know, if he's mad or he's butthurt over the memes or you know the commentary, you know, he should have known better. Because he knows that that's what we do, and we're gonna say how it is. We're not gonna sugarcoat it. We're not gonna kiss his ass. We are not middle-aged white women, okay? We are not going to just make him feel good about himself. We're gonna say exactly what we see.
Yeah, and then what did you think of Rob the Knob using like Mario Kart as like a pickup thing? I guess that only works if you're an attractive dude or something.
Well, yeah, I was thinking that too, because I was like, I like Mario Kart. It's never gotten me laid, so
Like,
I think it.
is that what they're calling it now? Mario Kart and chill instead of Netflix and chill? Okay.
Well, that might be Gina, because I didn't see any Nintendo Switch in any of those scenes. But that
No,
maybe.
I did see the Nintendo Switch on the bed.
Oh, so it was there. So I mean, maybe that's the new Netflix. Maybe if you're a light-skinned guy, it's not Netflix, it's Mario Kart on Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, well, I have just ladies that are listening, Jennifer, if you're listening, I have Switch 2 with the Mario Kart World Bundle.
I also have Mario Kart,
Got
ladies. Just you know.
Mario Kart World,
I
not
don't have that though. I don't have
Mario
that. But I
Kart.
do have a Switch with Mario Kart. So if anybody wants to play, let me know.
I think all of our listeners are drying up as we speak.
Yeah, because that's how I felt. I felt women were turned off by video games. So when that worked on Jennifer, I was a little confused.
It only works if you're in 90 Day Bad Boys group.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, this is true. They dance shirtless in music videos, so maybe that also helps.
Oh, did you notice, like, I don't think Rob is like, he don't got that much, he can't have that much money, but on the, and I'm not saying this means he does, but on in the shot with Jennifer, if you looked, if you paused it, you notice like above the bed to the right, he had all of his like quote unquote jewelry like lined up it to select from like.
Yeah, I saw the jewelry. You know, I will say this. I have met people in my life that drove like raggedy cars. They lived in dilapidated homes, but they had really, really nice stuff. So it could be that Rob is just spending his money on things like jewelry. Or it could all be fake jewelry. But again, that's the rabbit.
Exactly. You need that little tester thing if
Right. I
it's
don't
dice or
know.
not.
But I've had friends in the past where I would go to their house and it was not nice, no amenities. Their car was loud, but they had Balenciaga $700 t-shirts. And so it's very possible that Rob does have really nice stuff and just doesn't live the lifestyle that goes with the things that he has. Or he might just buy like that fake ass jewelry in the mall. Like it could be either one.
He could be buying Claire's jewelry.
You know, when you walk in the mall and there's like the thing in the middle of the
Or like China, he could be going to Canal Street in New York City, Chinatown, and get that fake shit.
Oh yeah, you could get like a fake chain for like $40 out there. And they sparkle really well. The only thing that will give you away is that diamond tester.
True. And then I'm just like going through some of my tweets. So then I think I called Cole the male Elise.
Yeah, he did take on the role of the male Elise. But I wanted to say, did you notice when Jennifer went to approach Tim while Cole was there? Cole was really aggressive towards her. Did you notice when he was like, I need you to go and take five to 10 minutes and get out of here? And he like kind of pushed her away. That was really interesting to me because, like I said, I never noticed that trait about him in the previous episodes. He looked like a pussy to me. But even Jennifer said it. Jennifer was like, I've seen that type of behavior in past relationships. That's not the type of behavior that I want. He was super aggressive and like almost the only thing he didn't do was physically push her, but he like got in her face and like pushed her away. And I was like, I don't understand why you're being pissed off and nasty to her. You're actually trying to defend her. Why are you being nasty to her at the same time?
He's being very aggressive, and I know women probably some women probably like that, but it just didn't come across well from him.
Because he's
Came
kind of
across as
like
being
he,
a douche.
well, yeah, it was less like standing up for her, more of being a douchebag asshole. And you know, there's a fine line. Women want a guy to be aggressive in certain areas, not aggressive as in yelling at her, you know?
No one, whether you're a guy or girl, and no, it doesn't matter what the situation is. Not even like a whether it's romantic, non-romantic, any walk of life. No one likes to be told by some other douche like, move over there, walk over there, don't talk to this person, stand over here. I need to go talk to this person. Like, no one likes to be bossed around by some asshole.
Well, yeah, it's belittling. It's like it's basically saying I'm an adult and I'm gonna have a conversation and you can't be a part of this conversation. Like that's really belittling. And I don't know. And the fact that she went and banged Rob right after, I was like, I kind of like that because that's exactly what he deserved for treating her the way that he did. And then when they got in the van, let's talk about the van thing. So Jennifer and Rob get in the van. Jennifer tells Rob to sit next to her, and then Cole is like, get the fuck out of the seat. He literally tells Rob, get the fuck out of the seat. And I was like, so you're really telling this man that he can't sit next to this woman after she asked him to? Like, did you catch that?
Yeah, it backfired, obviously.
Well, yeah, she was like, okay, cool. I'm gonna bang this dude. Like, that's literally what she did. And it's like, I'm not mad at her for what she did because men that treat women that way, that's exactly what they deserve. Because you have no right to tell her who she can and can't talk to, who she can sit next to, who she can befriend, who she cannot befriend. Like, that behavior only leads to horrible, horrible situations.
Yeah, and I'm just going through some more of my tweets. So I think I did a tweet when they were talking about the Mario Kart, and I said, Rob the Knob's pickup line, quote, I got butt plugs, Mario Kart, and a charger. Let's go.
She stressed a lot about that charger. Like, I feel like if he didn't have the charger, he wasn't going to get laid. Because she was like, but do you have a charger, though? Do you have a charger? Like, that was very important. I was like, damn, well, I guess a charger is just as important as the Mario Kart.
And then this isn't really like a plot point or whatever, but I still find it funny. So I posted there was it was yet another night where they showed like Colty in the nude, like undressing. So then I posted the photo and I said, cue the horror music, nude Colty is back. If I had to see it, you have to see it. So I posted the photo. And then the other part I noticed though, I know it's like stupid to talk about, but when Colty was like getting undressed, he like was so connected to his cell phone that he couldn't even like put down his cell phone as he was like getting nude.
Well, we know that Colt interacts with women through the internet only because he said to us, second episode in, he's never been on a date. This man has been married twice. and has never been on a date. So he has no riz in the real world. So he was probably actually talking to women while he was there, because that's how he gets women to talk to him, is through the internet. Real life interaction doesn't work for Cole. And I can see why. I saw the way that he was dancing. I saw the way that he was interacting with women. We saw what's her Mel or May turned him down straight off the bat. She was like, yeah, I do not want to go on a date with you. So I think his riz comes from the internet courage, where he feels like he can become somebody that he's not. And I think that's why he can't put the phone down, because that's his lifeline to women. It's the phone. Yeah, all those hot, beautiful women right there, and he would rather talk on the phone with them because that's where his risk comes from.
True. And then another thing is, like, kind of annoying when you live tweet the show. All the interesting parts are like the nude scene with Rob and all shit. But then it's like everything's all blurred up. But then I don't feel comfortable posting that on Instagram, because I don't. Because remember when, like the big Ed in the hot tub, like standing up with the hot tub nude with the TLC sign up, Peter. Like, I posted that on Instagram and it got like taken down for like nudity, even though it was like blurred out.
Yeah, Instagram has been really, really ridiculous lately. That's why I was saying off before we started, I've been really focusing on other social media platforms lately. Like, Instagram is not hot shit anymore. Like, it's really becoming like the least, and it pays out the least as well. So it's like it's not even worth dealing with. Cause I was like, oh, I'm gonna deal with Twitch, I'm gonna deal with TikTok, I'm gonna deal with other places that will let you express yourself freely. Because why would they take down a post of a picture that is already censored? Right? It's literally already
From
censored.
TV, yeah.
Like, I know, and they could air it on national TV, but you can't post it on Instagram. Like, it's really getting ridiculous. But
Yeah.
yet they have all these bots running around, like no to paid bots running around, like no Yeah,
tomorrow.
DMing you all day long. It's really, oh, did y'all notice that Elise made zero appearances tonight?
Elise.
Yeah, zero appearances tonight. Did anyone see Elise? I didn't see her once.
Only showed her in the preview for like the
Yeah.
and next episode
The
where her
balloon episode.
yeah
Or the
and we're
balloon.
like
Yeah.
bang, simulating banging kind of.
Yeah, the balloon banging. That's like the old school. Remember back in the day they had that game, that show called like Singled Out?
The name's familiar,
With like what's that girl's name? Jenny McCarthy.
Oh yeah, I remember
Yeah,
that.
they used to, that's kind of where they started that, like the balloon game, like that racier stuff. They started that on Singled Out.
That's a nice callback. And then I was again going through my tweets. I said, yeah, Jen and Rob bang in the pool as I reported last year. So I'm sorry if I'm not shocked. And I guess they ended up back in bed. I know we talked about that earlier. I just wanted to read my own tweet.
Oh, they did all over the bed. I hope they changed the sheets. I
Yeah.
hope they changed it, because they were all up in the bed, all up in the bed.
Those were all my live tweets. And then, yeah, Lisa wasn't really present in this episode. And then I'm trying to think what else, what did we miss talking about so far? And again, it's a 1 hour episode, so it's not like a 2 hour episode.
Yeah, I think we covered it all because we were talking. Did you notice that they re-aired the Chantel scene where the guy said he was in the butt play? They
Oh.
aired that last week, right? I'm not crazy, right?
You're not crazy now that you mention
Yeah,
it,
they literally aired that same scene last week and tonight.
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
When that came on, I actually grabbed my remote to make sure that I was watching the right episode, because every now and then I'll start the last, it won't be the newest episode. I was like, oh my God, what if I'm watching last week's episode? But I wasn't. They literally aired that exact scene word for word again tonight. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, like I was very proud. Oh, but then I think maybe the tonight scene, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I feel like tonight scene was a little like the extended cut, because then they started talking about like tonguing Chantel, or he was talking about tonguing, like a woman tongue in his butt or something.
Yeah, you're right. It maybe it was extended, because then I think somebody said that it tastes like truffles. It was a little. Yeah, it was a little extra, but I was just like, I'm pretty sure I'm having deja vu, because we talked about this scene on the podcast literally last week. So I was like,
Well,
what
yeah,
the fuck?
he's like, I'm all about it. I'll lift up my leg. I'll let her go to town.
Yeah, that was a little really almost too eager. Like, I was like, damn, he was just like, yeah, I'll help her out, make sure she get in there good. And I was like, how eager is too eager? I was like, damn.
And somebody in the van was like, oh, that's a technical foul or something.
I mean,
Interns. We'll blame it on interns.
I think that it's nothing wrong with doing that, because I know a lot of guys say they let girls do that or whatever, but I think that his eagerness for it was a little questionable for me. Because it just seemed like, because I feel like that's something you usually would have to talk a guy into. It's not going to be the first thing he wants to try, but if the girl is hot enough and they're drunk enough, things may happen, right? I feel like he was just like, let's get down to business. Let's.
Like for him, analingus is Mario Kart, basically.
Right. That was his foreplay, because he was just like, did somebody say butt play? When are we starting? Like, he was just like, when is it beginning? When do we get started? And I was like, damn, that's a little too eager.
Yeah, he's like, is this a 90-day hunt for all? Because I'm ready.
Oh,
Well, you had
speaking
posted it, Georgia, and I'm like, where's Captain to give her opinion on tossing the salad and if it does taste like truffles?
of. Well, yeah, I was gonna ask her, but she was non-existent tonight. Oh, also, Usman's what's his accent gave us a really funny line tonight. He said, "I want your hole," but he actually said, "I want your hug." Or he was like, "Give me your hole," or "Give me your hug." I don't remember what he said to Courtney, but it was hilarious.
Oh, I think he said like he meant to say hug, but he spelled it HOG hog.
Yeah, and it was funny because I was not watching, I was typing, and as I heard it did say, he's like, "I want your hole." And I was just like, oh, this is raunchy as hell. And then I looked up and I realized that it was just his accent. And I was like, oh, okay. Because I
But
was.
also, I think he meant to, he tried to spell hug, but then he spelled it HOG or something.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. But I was just like, this is really raunchy, y'all. And I was like, maybe he made a mistake word-wise, or maybe he didn't. Who knows with these people anymore? It's anything to get a rise. And I feel like he probably said it on purpose.
True. All right, so any other topics before we end it? You want to talk to anyone before we end it?
Let me look at these tweets. I think we're good. 'Cause yeah, Usman ended up in Courtney's bed and then he left. Ain't
Like
nobody.
Lana, if you have an update, let us know. Otherwise, we'll catch up with you like later in the week, where maybe there's more time for an update in your neighborhood situation. And people, okay, she said no updates, but yeah. So if you is there's, I'm sure that there may be some people that might have listened to like last Sunday's episode and didn't, and may have not listened to last Friday's episode. But that's why you should listen to all episodes, because if you listen to last Friday's episode, that was when like Lana had like gunshots in her neighborhood whilst we were doing the podcast live, and then we talked to her, and then Sunday we caught up with her to get an update. So you got to listen to all the episodes, then you'll know exactly what all the crazy shit happens.
Yeah, you can't skip episodes because, yeah, you're gonna miss the update of what happened after the fact. So, yeah, doing like sporadic episodes, you're gonna miss out. And then there's a lot
You'll
of,
just be confused and
yeah, because
inside jokes
we have a
and
lot of
yeah.
inside jokes. Because I was talking about that for our Patreon. Like, there's so many inside jokes that you have to be listening. Like our negotiations with terror, like you have to be listening so you really understand, what we're talking about. Because we do talk in. And sometimes we talk in code based on earlier episodes. So yeah, if you miss an episode, you might actually miss something that you'll. What's the best way to say it? Pay attention, because there'll be a test later. That's what it's true, right? Because if you miss something, we'll talk about something later, and then you're gonna think you're gonna get that wrong on the test because you don't remember.
In the future, yeah, we'll have to quiz our super fans and like get them prizes or something.
Yeah, oh shit, that would be cool. Yeah, I'm talking with one of my clients that's going on the road for meet and greets, and we're gonna be making merch. And while we're ordering merch, we're gonna get a discount. So I was like, I wonder if we should get some 9 Day Fiance Fridays merch printed while we're doing the other orders, because
Yes.
it would be cheaper, right? So, and then, once we get like 100 subscribers on Patreon, like we can start like doing random giveaways on Patreon and stuff. So, yeah, so I'm gonna keep y'all posted on the orders that I put in, because, if I'm ordering a whole bunch of stuff, I'll get a huge discount. So I can throw in some stuff for us, and we would get a pretty good discount on that. And then we could all have our merch. And, I got to make sure we get the right stuff, because Coco's merch obviously has to be co about Coco, and Gina's merch has to be about Gina. So, we have to make sure that it works, but we got to get all of our stuff ready. And oh, and I actually was talking to a guy who does Vegas events, and I told him that we were thinking of doing a live podcast, and he said that he wanted to talk to me about some deets. So Oh. Maybe we'll have an opportunity to do a live show in Vegas. Maybe, fingers crossed. I'm hoping.
I will need a contract. I am not flying on a plane without any written contract, just like one of the other girl that went to New York. Nuh-uh.
Oh, no. This very, very professionally done. Don't worry about that. If I'm setting it up or if I'm working on it, it's gonna be legit. So
True.
I wouldn't even bring it up to you guys if I didn't feel like it was legit. So, but this guy, he does a lot of events. He's got like a shit ton of TikTok followers and he does a bunch of stuff in Vegas. So I was like, and he also owns a podcast recording studio. Oh
Oh.
yeah, there's like some other stuff. So yeah, we'll get some more details on that and we'll hopefully be able to do something really fun in Vegas really soon.
True. Yeah. Well, in the meantime, though, we're just trying to grow. So if you're a fan of the show, share it. If you know anyone else that watches 90 Day Fiancé, tell them to listen to our podcast. Because
Yes, I always do.
I was on TikTok live today and somebody joined my live and said that I fall asleep listening to you and Shibuti 90 Day Fiancé Fridays. And I thought that was so random. And I was like, what? And they were like, yeah, you guys are hilarious. So yeah, it's crazy how
Oh, I thought I was like taken back. I'm like, is that an insult or?
No, we calmed them and sued them.
Well, no, they say like they laugh and listen as they're going to bed. So yeah, and they said that they listen all the time. And that was
Yeah.
just random because I never really go live on TikTok. So somebody found me randomly on TikTok and told me that. So that's how crazy it is. So yeah, tell everybody you know. If you know somebody who's not listening, you gotta tell them to listen.
Yeah. No, I mean, sometimes I'll listen to it too, I'll be in bed trying to listen before I fall asleep. And then I'll have my Bluetooth speaker loud as fuck in the middle of the night, listening back.
Oh, I can't because I'll start laughing and like I can't like I
I
can't.
do,
We
yeah.
have
I listen in the car when I have a long drive and I'm going somewhere and it's hilarious. It's almost better the second time around, which I don't know why, because I know what's going to happen, but it's still funnier to me the second time around.
No, I like listening to the playback, but I listen to it like 1.5x speed and I'm like super entertained. So.
It's very entertaining, guys. So if you have a friend that doesn't listen, your homework assignment this week is to tell a person about 90 Day Fiancé Fridays. And even if they're not even into 90 Day Fiancé anymore, because I've had people tell me that they are bored with the show, but they're not bored with the podcast. And that's what we want to hear. We want to keep the interest and entertainment level high. So even if the show is lacking, we're still bringing something that you're interested in.
Yeah,
We're still bringing in the entertainment.
we want to know whether we do a podcast on 90 Day or we do a podcast on Mario Kart. You'll still be there with us.
Yeah, apparently we should be doing Mario Kart shows, but okay. Yeah.
Well, I think that ends this Hunt for Love episode. I'm gonna, in our typical fashion, I'm gonna get this uploaded tonight because it's like everyone wants to hear this ASAP.
Yeah, and this will be the first Hunt for Life po the Hunt for Love podcast up. We are the first episode, or the first podcast covering this show. It hits the airways first, and we make sure that we're the first. So you're getting the tea straight from us.
True, I will. I'm gonna do my cheesy outro, which is I figure what it is. What is it? Thank you everybody for listening to 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on a
Monday.
Monday.
Peace out.
Peace out,
Night,
everybody.
guys.